that really needs these funds.
Thank you. Okay, next we have a raised hand from Jarna Suba. Jarna Suba, are you still interested in commenting?
Oh, yes, sorry, I was muted.
No problem.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm also with the YAS group as well. Right now, I'm a youth coordinator at Asian Refugees United. I was born in a refugee camp in Nepal. Right now, I'm in a youth group called Bay Area Witness Youths. We're first-generation Witness Nepalese youth refugees in the United States. As part of the youth group, our main focus has been storytelling through performances art. For our storytelling pieces, we tackle our history of being displaced multiple times and being in search of home in a new country. The youths also work with our community elders to be a bridge between them and their life in a new country. Personally, for me, the best part of being part of this youth group has been to be able to understand my importance as a youth and how I can help my communities, and also understand where I come from. This funding has helped me step up my leadership role as a youth coordinator. And continuing, this will help us to support the art and healing works in our community, youth leadership works in our community, because oftentimes, like, our community here are not visible. So as a result, our community, like, mostly they're left with, like, very little resources. So for us to, like, continue this funding would be to, like, to also help the youths succeed in this country, and also, like, bring resources to our elders, community members as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Una Chen. Talking is now permitted for attendees. Please unmute yourself and then go ahead and comment. Thank you.
Hi, OFCY committee members. I'm Una Chen, a wellness counselor from KCCEB, and one of the leads of the YAS group, along with the Siri and ARU they just talked before. I'm also a school counselor at multiple high schools in Oakland. So from my experience for the youth, identity is a big reason to drive them to pursue a dream and find a value within themselves. Most of my clients, they are East Asian students, and they struggle in stereotypes and implicit racism, both at home and at school. So the program, the YAS program, really provides them a secure space to discover their culture roots and what is it to be a betweener. This year, our youth, they participate in the census video making. They are trying their best to advocate for people to participate in census so that they can be more visible in the community. And under COVID-19, our youth are experiencing cyberbullying regarding racial profiling and mistreatment targeting at Asian Americans. So if we don't get this fund this year, the next year, A, we probably won't have culturally responsive mental health services provided in the schools in Oakland. And also the youth, they will be lack role models as well as opportunity and discussion for them to learn people skills and leadership skills and how to cope with multiple issues surrounding in the society. And also, I think this platform really provides them a meaningful network to build their identity together. So if we don't get this fund, all these things will be gone, and the youth will really have no place to go when they really do need some emotional and mental support. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Priya. I see your hand is up. You're free to comment now.
Hi, this is Priya. I'm also part of I'm also part of this YES group. I'm here through Asian Refugees United as well. So in my community, generational gap has been a huge issue. And there are usually miscommunication between the youths and the adults. So what we've been doing is really planning like a hike and bringing youths and adults together for activities like hiking, and then there has been lots of interaction between the youths and adults. And as for youths, we've also having a virtual healing together group. It's a space for our community members to build connections, to support one another and heal together. So each meeting we have dialogues on topics from like connecting to ourselves, to art, and to community. So this fund has actually helped us move forward to improve improvements and growth in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from attendees? All right, and any more from panelists? With that said, do we feel like we want any more discussion, or do panelists feel like generally we're ready to make a motion on this?
Ready to proceed forward.
All right. Would anybody like to make a motion? Yes.
I'm sorry. So to the chair, can I just make a clarification for mm-hmm. the Planning and Oversight Commission mm-hmm. and the speakers were all speaking about Siri, which is not funded from Oakland Fund for Children and Youth. It was funded from the City of Oakland's General Fund. So I just want to make sure that the POC understands that, as well as the organization's representatives. Those funds that were approved in the city council by the city council in its budget process were approved through a general fund allocation, and so that's not included in the amount that they were awarded, I believe, was $150,000. That is not included on the resolution or on the list of programs that's before the Planning and Oversight Commission. I just felt it would be remiss not to clarify that.
I appreciate the clarification. And now it looks like we have one more hand from an attendee. Elijah, if you'd like to clarify also.
Yeah, I guess just to help us, and I'm sorry if this is inappropriate to ask again, but we have been trying to work with someone from the city to understand what the grant renewal process would be for these funds, and we just don't know who to go to, and this was the only place that we thought we could speak to the committee or to anyone to get some answers.
Okay.
That is my comment.
Thank you. Staff, do you have any further clarification for that or anything else?
Elijah, if you want to email me, I could try to talk through to with you on this. But I'd like to Sandy to kind of clarify about the funding being a grant or being an earmark or how it was provided by the city. So Elijah, my contact is on the website, so please reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you navigate some of this, okay?
Ms. Taylor, was there something you wanted to add?
No, I mean, I definitely think we need to connect with Siri, and you can definitely, I'll talk with Mike and you can reach out. And really, it's brainstorming that we need to do, because we can do that. So
all right.
That's what I have to say.
And it looks like we actually have one more comment from an attendee. Therese Fong, go ahead.
Hi there, thank you. This is Therese Fong with the BALSI, and we have two grants, Lions Pride, and I think there's a teen employment program as well. So my question is just generally, if this is going year by year, so is it possible that if, you know, new funds come in, maybe even tied to COVID relief, that could be used for Kids First, is it possible that the money that's being reduced this year could come back in the third year as an increase? So it's a question for the committee.
So I'll just answer that. This is Sandy again. The funding for the third year is going to be tied to what the revenues are for Kids First, because every two-year budget cycle, what happens is the finance department says this is what the revenues, projects the revenues. And so next year, at the end of next year, about March, April, May, they're going to project what the following year's funding looks like. And that's going to determine how much is available to do the third year of grants. So there's so much uncertainty right now about what the economic impacts are and how the revenues are going to rebound or not, and when that's going to happen. We just can't really project. But it would be based on, again, using whatever, there's some funding that's left over that we would want to need to use in that third year to try to keep these grants at a level and hopefully not have to do another reduction. But it really just depends on what that year, which would be 2021-22, it just depends on like what those revenues are estimated to be.
Okay, thank you.
And again, Sari, for the staff at Sari Elijah, mwetzel@oaklandca.gov. So it's mwetzel at oaklandca.gov if you need me. OFCY.org is a good website to go check us out as too.
Thank you. Is there anything further from panelists and or attendees? If not, is there a motion to approve the grant renewal recommendation for fiscal year 2020 and 2021? Would anyone like to make a motion?
This is Kimberly. I move to approve the grant renewal recommendation for 2021.
Thanks so much. I second that motion. And I'm going to go down the list one more time for in favor and or against. Ms. Allen?
Yes.
Ms. Booker?
Aye.
Ms. Park?
Aye.
Mr. Chicana? Mr. Chicana?
I was on mute. Aye.
Ms. Yee?
Aye.
Ms. Kwamalele?
Aye.
And Mr. Kegelmeyer?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thanks so much. Okay. Next, moving on to the fourth agenda item, which is open forum. Again, we'd like to open it up to attendees for comment. I'd like to just once more request that if you would like to speak, please use the raise hand function of Zoom. The chair will recognize you. And once more, please keep your comments to 2 minutes at a maximum so that everyone can speak. Are there any open forum comments from attendees? Still looking for any hands. I'll do one last call before we move to the administrative matters. If there's anyone that would like to comment for open forum, please again use the raise hand function of Zoom. All right, if there's no one that would like to comment, then we can move to agenda number 5. Which requests any announcements from the staff?
Yes, so the announcement from the staff would be that this action is going to support that the City Council will approve these 136 grant awards for on their June 30th meeting. And assuming that goes forward, that, you know, of course, we would, you know, the grant management team is in communication around reestablishing grant awards. This is really important and a critical, you know, vote so that these contracts can get established and we'll be ready for the upcoming school year, changes in the shelter in place order. And the work that everybody's doing is very, very valuable at this time in particular, can proceed. So that would be my, you know, update is a June 30th City Council meeting. And we have not discussed what it would mean to have a July meeting at this point. So I don't know if, but we're really thankful that this has passed so that we can do the work of launching the rest of the year.
Traditionally, July is the final meeting of the year for your POC members. The term is a one-year term, and it ends in July. City Council usually goes on an August recess, and we always encourage POC members to continue for another year and have a reappointment. So that'll be kind of the next steps with the POC for the next year. So, working to the last meeting in July, where we honor the youth as well with their participation through a scholarship. And thank them for the work. But if you haven't had an opportunity to talk to your council member who has appointed you, this would be a great opportunity right now to make that connection and talk about your role. And if you would like to talk to staff, we are definitely want to know how to work with you going forward on this.
Thank you so much, staff. And before we move on to scheduling upcoming meetings, before the meeting was officially started, Ms. Kwamalele requested that we acknowledge the incredible activism, organization, and strength of the youth-led movement that occurred at Oakland Tech 2 days ago, protesting the death of George Floyd and supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. I think it's especially important to acknowledge such actions, especially as we are a body that supports youth in Oakland, and to see the youth that we support use their voices peacefully and productively is really a fantastic thing to see. And with that, if staff wants to, you know, sort of lead us into scheduling for upcoming meetings, I know we briefly mentioned the July possibility and what that might look like.
So the first Wednesday would be July the 1st. Which would be the day after the City Council meeting. And the third Wednesday would be July the 15th. If there's no...
How do those work for me? Does it feel like that... Go ahead.
either date, I believe, works for myself, for me as well.
Yeah, my concern with the first would be, is that enough turnaround time for staff with the city council meeting being on the 30th? Does that work?
Well, I mean, I believe that, what is today? I have no idea, the 3rd. It just depends on what's on the agenda. And I think, you know, at this point, what could be, you know, on the agenda and whether or not they make it makes sense to meet on the 1st, you know, we are, you know, we would love to start looking at strategic planning a little bit more closely, but I don't know that in this time frame there's enough to do around supporting around talking about that. We know that the POC, you know, we need to make sure that we have a get appointments set up, and that's really, really important. It's hard to do that. Some of the things that would happen in July would even be in the past would even be like voting for officers for the next year, but we need to regroup around who's actually going to be here next year. And with regard to you know, evaluation, there could be more of a report out. So it's just a question of what we can possibly really grapple with on July 1st. It might be a really light meeting, and we can certainly discuss that, you know, with the chairs in the interim as to what makes sense in terms of bringing content to that July 15th or 1st meeting.
Right. With that being said, it sounds like it might be more efficient to just wait till the 15th and then sort of have a little bit more robust meeting. But I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, and some of the next steps that have to happen, you know, are in terms of strategic planning, include like establishing, you know, that committee. But we're all in the, you know, operating and within the framework right now, and so our division is doing food programs and then looking as others are about how to, you know, moving back in some way, if allowed, into our offices. And so we're not, I mean, I'm not really certain how much can get done. Mike is certainly the lead on strategic planning. I know we're looking at some work around consultants being part of the planning process. So we would have some conversations that we need to have, and I think we could talk that through with the chairs. I think that would be a nice opportunity to really kind of hone in on you know, what your thoughts are too. Maybe there's a little bit of a timing issue with us. Okay. That's maybe July 15th is better for us, but
July 15th, I mean, if what it sounds like from panelists so far is that both dates work. So if that's the case, then I'm all for a July 15th meeting, but I don't want to speak for anybody else.
July 15th works for me.
Works for me. Kimberly.
Fine, okay. For me too.
Does anybody have any objections to July 15th? If not, then it sounds like a good time for everybody.
Don't people have really important vacations they're going to go on?
Oh, I wish.
Okay, thank you so much for leading that conversation.
Thank you. All right, if there's nothing else, then it looks like this meeting is adjourned, and I'll see you all July 15th.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Thank you.